Only that item D7 this evening was approving a support for letter of support for us to be for a qualified opportunity zone designation for a particular Atascadero census tract. And since we approved that, I have a letter here drafted by staff that I am signing to submit to the governor's office requesting that they support that designation. So there's that. And let's see. Committee wise, most of my committees did not meet this month. And so I have nothing else to report. Councilmember Funk.
Yes, the Homeless Services Oversight Council will be meeting tomorrow. The agenda includes funding allocation recommendations on over $3 million in state funds from the Homeless Housing Assistance and Prevention Program, HAP. So this is HAP. For those who know, it's the second half of round five of HAP and the first half of round six of HAP, because the state does divide these annual programs into a first part and a second part. So you can't get the second part of your money until the first part is being expended according to the nature of the requirements of the program. and that'll serve a variety of services around the county. The Atascadero Basin Groundwater Sustainability Agency will be meeting on the 5th of August to start a process for a summary report over a period of time for that agency. And I had a meeting recently with Assemblymember Don Addis's staff to talk about dinosaur bones. You know, recall that a few weeks back we had a situation where we found that in our general plan that we had that we were going to end up having to require developers of a variety of projects to do an investigation of the potential for paleontological resources, otherwise known as dinosaur bones and fossils. And so we had a chance, and the council approved that, you know, that we had consensus on wanting to seek that, you know, hey, over time, this would be a really good one to streamline at the state level, much as this council has been working to streamline things and things like arborist requirements or trees or other things that we have to deal with here. We would like the state to work with us there so that we can focus our energy on the important stuff and not burden our developers with the requirement for extra specialists and extra reports and stuff when nobody's found anything interesting in the way of dinosaur bones here and in any time that in human history that we know of. So, thank you.
Councilmember Newsom.
Thank you. I don't have any committees coming up, but I do have a clarification for the city manager. As the League of California Cities voting delegate, are you the alternate?
No, we'll be recommending Councilmember Funk at your meeting in August.
Okay, so that's on the agenda for August. Okay,
yes.
Great.
Okay, thank you. And individual determinations, I believe you had one.
I do, thank you. So I would like to ask my colleagues to agendize and have for discussion and review something called a health and welfare and retirement benefits for elected officials. There was an ordinance put in place back in August 11th, 2015, ordinance number 591, that kind of talks about what we as council get. And as we go into election season, it's always interesting. The public doesn't seem to know what our salaries are, what benefits we get. In doing some research to try to educate the public and have the city of Atascadero take a look, I think it's important that we bring this forward for transparency. I also think it's important for us to take a look and make sure that our intent, clarification, and the information that's listed in an 11-year-old document reflects some of those changes that had been done over the years. Some of that being a post-retirement health benefit for executive management and council that has not been included or addressed in any of these prior year ordinances.
Thank you. And I believe from staff's perspective, that is something that would require to be discussed in open session. Okay. To clarify that. I'm not sure. I probably don't want to have staff spend a ton of time on that, but I would defer to the wishes of my colleague to at least discuss the item. I don't know how the rest of you feel.
Do we need to agendize it?
Well, I'd like to know what it is. I think I heard you say you want a review of benefits offered to council members to inform the public so they can see the benefits you get, and a review of the resolution. A review would be pretty straightforward. We could put the resolution on an agenda, and Rachel could give an update to you on what you receive as council members as benefits. Is that the item?
That is correct. Ordinance 591, which was originally put into place as of August 11th, 2015, doesn't reflect all of the other items that were possibly brought up in a resolution of 2025-063. It's not included in that. So my question is do we have to agendize it to have that conversation and make sure it's all in one document? How do we make sure that it doesn't require even more staff time that's already been put into it?
I think what would be, I'm still trying to understand what you're asking, but it would be very easy for the staff to come back with an item reviewing the two documents. You could share those with me, and I could attach those to the staff report, and we could share with you how those documents work and the benefits council receives. And then if you wanted to give any direction, if there was consensus or a majority of the council that wanted to give further direction, we could agendize that at a later date. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a discussion of the resolutions, decide if we want to address it further at that
sure.
time. Okay.
That would probably be in September. Your August meeting is full with the appeal hearing and a couple general planned items.
Okay.
And
I understand, because yes, we only have, and to remind the public, this is our only meeting in July, and we only have one meeting in August. So I understand the September timing. If we did desire to make changes, then we could do so in fairly short order.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Any other commentary? Okay. I guess council's okay. We would bring that back for a discussion in September.
So. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Any other individual determinations? Okay. Seeing none, we are adjourned. And as I mentioned, no second meeting in July, so we'll see you all in August.
At this time, we conclude tonight's broadcast of the Atascadero City Council meeting. And we invite you to join the City of Atascadero for their council meetings the second and fourth Tuesday of each month. We now join our regularly scheduled program, In Progress. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
Emails to talk at LarsLarson.com. And if you're a naysayer, boy, for 30 years, every single naysayer has gone to the head of the line. We're glad to have naysayers who call in to disagree with something I've said or something a guest has said on this show. We have maintained a standard that naysayers go to the head of the line at 866-439-5277. You can also vote in our poll on X. Should the government ban new drive-through restaurants to curb traffic? Now, here I'm talking about cities and states, but in particular, in the Los Angeles area, there is a city called Culver City, and they are considering banning any new drive-through restaurants. Now, the last time that Culver City had a new drive-through restaurant was about 30 years ago, 1997. The city has now adopted a 45-day moratorium on new drive-through permits. And why? Because In-N-Out Burger, and I will confess to having had an In-N-Out Burger from time to time. I think they make a very good cheeseburger, hamburger. They're a great restaurant, but they are mostly a drive-through restaurant. And somebody suggested to me when I mentioned to them that Culver City wanted to ban drive-through restaurants, they said, oh, that's because drive-through restaurants, for the most part, cater to a less affluent crowd of diners than those who would come in and sit down at a white tablecloth.